Disc 2. Part 2. The Encyclopedists. Chapter 1. Terminus. Its location, C-Map, was an odd one for the role it was called upon to play in galactic history, and yet, as many writers have never tired of pointing out, an inevitable one. Located on the very fringe of the galactic spiral, an only planet of an isolated sun, poor in resources and negligible in economic value, it was never settled in the 5 centuries after its discovery until the landing of the Encyclopedists. It was inevitable that as a new generation grew, Terminus would become something more than an appendage of the psycho-historians of Trantor. With the Anacreonian Revolt and the rise to power of Salver Hardin, first of the great line of Encyclopedia Galactica. Louis Perrin was busily engaged at his desk in the one well-lit corner of the room. Work had to be coordinated. Effort had to be organized. Threads had to be woven into a pattern. 50 years now. 50 years to establish themselves and set up Encyclopedia Foundation No. 1 into a smoothly working unit. 50 years to gather the raw material. 50 years to prepare. It had been done. 5 more years would see the publication of the first volume of the most monumental work the galaxy had ever conceived. And then, at 10-year intervals, regularly, like clockwork, volume after volume. And with them there would be supplements, special articles on events of current interest, until... Perrin stirred uneasily as the muted buzzer upon his desk muttered peevishly. He had almost forgotten the appointment. He shoved the door release and out of an abstracted corner of one eye saw the door open and the broad figure of Salver Hardin enter. Perrin did not look up. Hardin smiled to himself. He was in a hurry, but he knew better than to take offense at Perrin's cavalier treatment of anything or anyone that disturbed him at his work. He buried himself in the chair on the other side of the desk and waited. Perrin's stylus made the faintest scraping sound as it raced across paper. Otherwise, neither motion nor sound. And then Hardin withdrew a 2-credit coin from his vest pocket. He flipped it, and its stainless steel surface caught flitters of light as it tumbled through the air. He caught it and flipped it again, watching the flashing reflections lazily. Stainless steel made good medium of exchange on a planet where all metal had to be imported.